USA Radio News.
Senator John Kennedy stated that President Joe Biden's rebuke of Republicans and former President Donald Trump showed that age does not equal wisdom, and it was a missed opportunity.
His speech was a very cynical attempt to fill our heads with stupid. And number three, I thought to myself, what a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation, learning loss by our children, the mountains of fentanyl coming across the border killing our teenagers.
President Biden was doing an evening speech in Philadelphia Thursday when he mentioned MAGA Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Defense attorneys have concluded 2 weeks of testimony in the sentencing trial of the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz. Henderson Behavioral Health Case Manager Tiffany Forrest says back in 2013 when she visited the Cruz's home, it was chaotic at best and abusive at worst.
Going frequently, you could see that there was quite a bit of dysfunction.
The shooter was 14 and his widowed adoptive mother seemed overwhelmed raising the shooter and his younger brother Zachary. The trial will be on hiatus until September 12th, but defense attorneys only need one juror to agree to life in prison over a death sentence. A death penalty verdict must be unanimous. New York City is suing Starbucks over allegations that the coffee corporation unlawfully fired a Queens barista who had been involved in unionization efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
If you live in North Carolina or Mississippi and had your student loans forgiven, you will have to pay state taxes because they consider it taxable income. The student loan forgiveness plan, which will eliminate $10,000 from people who have outstanding federal student loans, is not taxed federally. At least 13 states have adopted Section 108 of the Internal Revenue Code, which states student loans forgiven between 2015 and 2021 are not taxable income. The Tax Foundation noted that several states, including California, New York, and Hawaii, have already announced that they will not levy state taxes on any canceled student loan debt. However, residents in several other states, such as Arkansas, may also be on the hook for the taxes unless state legislators act to exempt canceled student loans. Oscar-winning actress and activist Jane Fonda announced that she has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatments for the past 6 months. This is all according to an Instagram post the 84-year-old wrote that the illness is, quote, a very treatable cancer, noting that 80% of people survive, so she feels very lucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.